If there is no virus, why are all these people dying? John Rappaport, August 3, 2021. As my readers know, for the past year I've been demonstrating, with much evidence and proof, that the SARS-CoV-2 virus doesn't exist. Some people reply, so why are all these people dying? What is the cause? I've answered those questions at length. I'm going to answer them again. First of all, if someone says, I know a family where three people died, so what else could it be, besides the virus, the answer is, I have no idea why these three people died. I'm not doing remote viewing. The person who asked the question has no idea, either. But because we have no idea, that doesn't mean it must be the virus. Think it through. It could be exposure to an environmental toxin. It could be the effects of a vaccine. It could be several different reasons acting in concert. But that person says, it wasn't a toxin or a vaccine. They were all healthy until last month. How does he know it wasn't a toxin? And again, just because we don't know, there is no reason to skip from there too, it must have been the virus. Does we don't know equal the virus? No. Does we don't know equal let's accept the official propaganda about the virus? No. Does we don't know equal let's accept the preponderance of opinion? No. All right. Moving on, the most important thing to know about so-called COVID is, there is no single cause of all these people dying. It isn't one cause. I've been explaining this basic principle to people since 1988, the example then was AIDS, and it's the hardest piece of truth to deliver with success, because people are always looking for the one. They want the one thing. They're predisposed, hypnotized, conditioned, to demand the one cause. If it isn't the virus, what is it? There is no it. The basic con involves stitching together a quilt of people dying for different reasons, and inventing a story that makes it seem they are all dying for one reason. That's the game. That's the trick. That's the sleight of hand. Now I'm going to list the main reasons all these people are dying. I've covered each reason, in detail, in previous articles. Here I'm just giving the summary version. 1. The relabeling of flu-like illness as COVID. Estimate, there are 1 billion flu cases a year, 300,000 to 500,000 flu deaths per year, worldwide. 2. The relabeling of pneumonia as COVID. Estimate, there are 1.7 million adult pneumonia deaths per year, worldwide. 3. Relabeling lung infections. Estimate, there are 3 million chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, deaths per year, worldwide. Note, air pollution is a significant cause of death in the above three categories. 4. Writing COVID as the cause of death on patient files, when it's clear the patient died for some other reason. 5. Terrifying, with a COVID diagnosis, and isolating old people who are already ill and frail with a variety of long-term conditions. These people then fold up and die. This is murder. 6. Killing old people with devastating and toxic treatments, ventilators plus sedation, and remdesivir. 7. Prior toxic vaccine campaigns. 8. The COVID vaccines. 9. Note, wherever a person has symptoms that resemble the list of so-called COVID symptoms, cough, chills, fever, lung congestion, pneumonia, a positive PCR test seals the deal for a diagnosis of COVID-19. The PCR test is meaningless, for many reasons, and therefore spits out false positives like water from a firehouse. Since the SARS-CoV-2 virus doesn't exist, the test has zero validity from the get-go. In different areas, in different pockets and clusters of people, there may be other reasons why people labeled COVID are getting sick and dying. None of these deaths has anything to do with a fake virus called SARS-CoV-2. COVID is a complete fraud. It was a fraud from the beginning. The link to this article posted on John's blog is here. Follow me on Gab at John Rappaport.